AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. New details from the grand jury investigation into the 2020 presidential election in Georgia show South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham was among the names recommended for indictment but not charged. Former President Donald Trump and 18 others were indicted. More from the AP's Eric Tucker.
This development is mostly headline grabbing just by virtue of the names, the familiar names. But at the end of the day, these are all individuals who were not charged. So there's no criminal case that's going to be brought. There's no significant or further development that's going to be occurring. It is worth noting they were never accused in any official way by anyone of any crime.
Lindsey Graham says he did nothing wrong in Georgia. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is running for re-election next year. The Florida Supreme Court is being asked whether to overrule broad abortion rights protections provided for decades under the state constitution or uphold a law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis that bans abortion in most cases after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
We think that the state has a compelling interest at all stages of pregnancy in preserving life.
Henry Whitaker is Florida's Solicitor General. Whitney White with the American Civil Liberties Union says the new abortion law has been in effect in Florida for about a year.
Violating fundamental rights and subjecting pregnant Floridians to serious and unnecessary risks to their health and indeed their lives.
Five of the six justices on the Florida Supreme Court were appointed by DeSantis. One of the country's top botanical gardens, Longwood Gardens, near Philadelphia, has been closed indefinitely after reports an escaped murderer on the run may have once again been spotted on the property. Danilo Cavalcante escaped from the Chester County prison about a week ago. One of the nation's largest grocery store chains, Kroger, is the latest company to agree to settle lawsuits over the opioid crisis. This is AP News. Akiachuk, a Yupik village in Alaska, is getting modern plumbing. The AP's Tiffany Wong has the story.
About 700 Yupik villagers in Akiachuk, Alaska, are getting running water and flushing toilets in their homes. Akiachuk resident Ray Nose says it transformed their lives.
We could do laundry in the house, wash our hands, don't have to haul water from the river. It's good.
Principal Baron Sempo at Akiachuk School says for the past 15 years, half the village had no water and dropped their waste in honey buckets.
So it just gives everyone else the access to clean and wash and take care of things. So it helps promote the overall health of the students, the community.
Carl Kamrek, an elder at Akiachuk Moravian Church, says
nobody wants to go back to honey buckets anymore.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.